Happy Tuesday, guys. It is Troy Stegner from Zia Comics Talk Nerdy to Me, bringing you the nerdy news for today. Let's jump right into it. We have a lot of stuff here to share with you. Let me go ahead and share my screen. Screen is shared. I'll minimize myself. You know what? Boom. Put myself down here in the bottom corner. And there we go. All right, first order of business. Indiana Jones 5. That's right, another Indiana Jones movie, guys. They're going to make it global again. The Crystal Skull was filmed, I believe, entirely in the U.S. Didn't do so well. Crystal Skull didn't do very well. Don't know if it had anything to do with being filmed in the U.S. or if it was Shia LaBeouf that derailed it. Anyway, Indiana Jones numero cinco is going to be shooting again. Harrison Ford's returning for this one. They're saying this may be his last Indiana Jones, but then again, they said they weren't going to make any more before. That changed. Spielberg is attached to this. Bob Iger, his, you know, the big guy at Disney, has already said it's probably not going to be the last Indiana Jones. If Harrison Ford doesn't sign on to do Indiana Jones after this one, not sure who they're going to get to replace him. We will see. It's already pushed the date. They were going to come out in July of 2020. They have now changed that to July of 2021. So a one full year push. Let's hope this one is better than Crystal Skull. Crystal Skull, I didn't think was horrible, but it was nowhere near the level of the other Indiana Jones movies, especially when you have a big star like Harrison Ford and a big license like Indiana Jones. Let's jump over now to some collectibles. We have Funko. Funko is just, in the collectible markets, they're just killing it. Most everybody knows about Funko Pops. Well, that's not all they make. They also make the little keychains. They make this product called Vinyl, V-Y-N-L, that looks more realistic without the dead, lifeless eyes like the Funko Pops typically have. So they're putting out a ton of new stuff. I mean, just Into the Spider-Verse, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Overwatch, Fallout, so much collectible stuff from Funko coming out. I'm showing you pictures here, and if you're listening on podcast, I apologize. You can Google it. Just put down Funko collectible and whatever title you're looking for here. This one is for Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They have the two-pack vinyl. His monster, known as Roadhog. These, unfortunately, are going to be exclusives. Funko loves doing that exclusive, probably because those companies pay big money to get the exclusive. So Dr. Junkenstein will be at Box Lunch, and this monster will be exclusive to Hot Topic. If you don't have one of those near you, guys, I'm so sorry. Come on and complain to Funko. For Wreck-It Ralph, they have, you know, the little keychains, the little Funko keychains of Ralph and Vanellope. They have a ton of mystery minis from the new movie coming out, plushes, and the vinyl. They have the two-pack vinyl with Ralph and Vanellope. They also have some Funko Pops. You got Ralph with a pie, Vanellope with a knife, Felix, Nosemore, Shank, Taffeta from the first one. Wow, she's getting in this one, I guess, too. Fun Bun, which is the rabbit that kept feeding pancakes till it exploded. And three different versions of Yes from the internet. We also have some stuff from Fallout, tons of stuff here, Mystery Minis, the vinyls, and the pops. Into the Spider-Verse, the new Spider-Man one, a couple keychains. Again, tons of the minis. This Green Goblin, I'm not so hot on how they're portraying him, but, you know, what are you going to do? And the Funko Pops, I actually don't mind this Miles Morales unmasked one. It looks kind of cute. The rest of them are typical Spider-Man stuff. Spider-Ham. They're actually pulling Spider-Ham into the Spider-Verse. And Spider-Man Noir, who is just such a cool character. If you ever get a chance to read anything he's in, I think you'll enjoy it. And the Green Goblin, they're making him less humanoid-like and more monstrous. So there you go. If you're a collector and you like Funkos, you got plenty of them coming out. Steven Spielberg, who, like I just told you, he's bringing out Indiana Jones 5. He's also working on redoing a classic musical. I'm not sure why he would want to do that. The original was award-winning. It was, why mess with perfection? Well, because it's Spielberg. He is redoing West Side Story. Anyway, do they have a date here? No, I don't see a date. The original 1961, if you haven't watched it, it's classic musical. A lot of great songs came out of that. Won 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. And Spielberg thought, hey, I can do better than that. I think he's wrong, but that's Hollywood. So no release date given yet. They're doing a little bit of casting. As you can see, Ansel Elgort, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, is already cast to be in this thing. I'm going to reserve judgment on this until I see it. I love West Side Story. I'm a sucker for musicals, and that's one of my favorites. So let's hope Steven Spielberg doesn't ruin it. Warren Ellis. If you know any of his works, he does some really off-the-wall, dark-type stuff. In fact, his Hellstorm stuff was so dark for Marvel, they just kind of, I don't think they ever reprinted it. Really, really dark stuff. They are going to be publishing it again as an omnibus. The Warren Ellis Hellstorm Omnibus. And if you're not familiar with omnibus, they're like huge collections. They're like War and Peace type thickness books, usually having the whole story run. Hellstorm, really interesting character. Satan wanted to have some half demon, half human offspring to keep a portal open to Earth from hell. So he came up and he married him a woman. And had a couple kids. One of them was Damien Hellstorm, and well, they were going by the name Hellstrom. They just moved the O and R, so it was Damien Hellstrom and his sister Satana, not Zatanna with a Z, Satana with an S. Two totally different characters. So yeah, they're offspring of the devil. Don't think they realized it. The wife came down and caught Satan. Kind of walking Satana through a ritual sacrifice. She lost her mind, and so she was out of the picture. And pretty much, Satan kind of left after that, left them on their own. So the kids really didn't have a much of an idea what they were. In fact, Damien was going to become a priest at one point, and then he came back. He inherited the family house. He found his mom's diary, where she was writing about living with the demon. So he kind of figured it out. And he became a force for good. He kind of fought everything his father did. An interesting little side note here. He actually was on the Defenders for a while. He married Patsy Walker, who you've seen her in Jessica Jones seasons. That's her friend. She goes on to become Hellcat, a member of the Defenders. She ends up marrying Damien Hellstrom, and eventually dies saving his life, but they did get married. He does go on to fight a whole lot of his father's stuff. Eventually he kills his dad and kind of takes over to hell, but it's a really dark stuff. Marvel at one point, like I said, it was just too dark for them and they shied away from it. Now they had a change of mind, I guess. They're coming back and making a big old omnibus for Warren Ellis. It'll be a good read. It'll look good on your shelf. I suggest you pick it up. Okay, if you're a collector and you're into horror stuff, you're probably going, this is just so creepy. It's a giant Pennywise talking doll from the movie It, the more recent version of It, made by Mezco Toys. It says six different phrases. It's on pre-order, fully articulated clown outfit, selling for about $90, with free shipping if you order soon. Yeah, dude, it's nightmare inducing. It's so creepy. But if you're into horror and creepy things, hey, there you go, order that. They are also making some other little dolls. Of course, Funko. This looks like their vinyl line, actually. And you can see it's more of the horror stuff. You're going to have Freddy with interchangeable hands. Looks like you can get his syringe fingered hands to pop in there. Chucky has his knife and bloodstained doll. Jason has his bloody machete and an axe. And Pennywise has his signature red balloon and Georgie's little boat, USS Georgie, right there. So yeah, horror fans, no reason to complain. You're getting lots of iconic horror stuff there to add to your collection. Image Comics. They don't do a lot of superhero stuff. They do a lot of story-based. They are coming out with, they have a comic called Ice Cream Man. It's kind of Twilight Zone-ish, kind of creep story type stuff. It's collected individual stories. The only thing tying them together is in the periphery somewhere, there's always that the Ice Cream Man. He's kind of what ties all those creepy stories together. Whether he just happens to be there when they happen or if he's actually causing them to happen, don't know. Anyway, they're going to develop that into a TV series for Universal. Should go over well. Hollywood is starting to see that, hey, there's a lot of good stories in comics. Maybe we should start putting them on the screen. And they have, and it works. So you can look, if you like that type of story, or if you actually have read Ice Cream Man and like it, you're in luck. It's coming to the screen. Speaking of the screen, Black Mirror. If you've watched this show, it's a lot of thought-inducing type stuff with technology and humanity, and it's just really, really out there, really interesting episodes. They are going to make an interactive episode that where you, the viewer, get to choose what path you go with the story. This is not the first time that this has been done. They did it with the Shrek show Puss in Book, where Puss in Boots was stuck in there and you got to pick how he worked his way out of the epic fairy tale. And basically, it comes to a decision point and it pops up your decisions on screen. You can either use your remote, or if you're watching on Xbox or something, you can use your controller to select what you want to happen on the screen. So, sure, you could probably go back later and rewatch it and shoot, make different options and get a completely different story. But if I'm reading correctly, they pretty much all end at the same point. Maybe Black Mirror won't. Maybe they're going to have separate paths that all go to a different ending. It's pretty new technology. It's not the first time it's been done, but it is pretty new. They're probably going to tweak it a little bit. I can't wait, because if you've ever watched Black Mirror, those episodes, man, there's so much weirdness in there, and then you get to pick which way they go. Looking forward to it. Season 5, Black Mirror, Choose Your Own Adventure. Kind of like the old books where you got to do that. Oh, should they do this? Then turn to page 20. If not, turn to page 23. That type of thing. Okay, Wheel of Time. Robert Jordan's huge hit series, written novels, fantasy novels. They're going to be developed as an Amazon TV series. They have sold tons and tons of these books. They decided they're going to make it into a TV series. It's really interesting that it's a world where there is magic, but only women use magic. So women are the stronger characters in his fantasy novels. And yeah, like I said, his books have just sold millions and millions. So I gotta imagine if they do it justice on the TV screen, it's gonna be another huge hit for Amazon. See, another streaming service. You're not even gonna need cable anymore. Everything's gonna be streaming. So if you have Amazon Prime, you're set. If not, you might have to wait till it comes out on the whole season come out on Blu-ray after the season's over. If not, maybe Hulu will have it a couple of days afterwards. Anyway, great books. If you haven't read the books, now's the time to start reading them ahead of the TV show. Wrestling fans, we got something for you, wrestling fans. If you watched wrestling way back in the day, like when I did when I was younger, when we used to, when wrestling came on, everybody ran home. This was before DVRs and VCRs and everything else. If you didn't catch it live, you had to hope to catch a replay. So when it was playing live, everybody ran home to watch it. So, baseball, football games, everything would stop. And the town was silent for that whole hour that wrestling was on. In December, they're going to have a biography of one of the big characters that I remember, Nikolai Volkov. He played it, right? He was actually Croatian, but he plays a Russian wrestler. He was usually teamed up with Iron Sheik, and they were usually the bad guys, and they would, wrestle whoever was the flavor of the day. They were there to get beat and to be booed, and they did such a good job of it. So yeah, this Turnbuckle Titans is the series. I believe this started out as a Kickstarter, and it did really well. And a percentage of all the money for it was supposed to go to Nikolai Volkov. He ended up dying, I guess, before it actually came to fruition. So now his wife will be getting that money from Squared Circle, and they've done some other wrestling stuff. So between them and Boom, you're getting a lot of wrestling comic books. It's no shelf date yet, but it will be solicited in the new Diamond previews. And if you want it, go tell your local comic shop, hey, bring me that Nikolai Volkov comic for my subscription. Last article I have for you today. Boom Studios. Again, it seems like every day I'm telling you some new license or title that Boom Studios is picking up that just looks amazing. Well, they have the new R.L. Stine series, Just Beyond, coming to Boom. I think it's going to be printed under their Kaboom title, their moniker, flag, whatever you want to call it. It's going to come out, like it says here, September 2019 from R.L. Stine, the guy who gave you Goosebumps and Fear Street. Another scary type comic book. Well, not, he didn't do comic books for it. A scary comic book in the vein of his Goosebumps type stuff. It Boom Studios, like I said, they had the WWE license. They got the Power Rangers. They are just killing it right now. I wouldn't be surprised to see them jump up past the other non-big two. I don't want to call them independents because that's really not what they are. But, I expect them to see maybe third or fourth place right behind, DC Marvel and probably Image, top three. Boom is making a big push. Now they have R.L. Stine, just beyond R.L. Stine. Not a lot to report today, guys, but as always, I want to thank you for watching. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Mash that bell icon to get notified whenever a new video comes up. If you're one of my auditory-only friends, then please subscribe to me on your favorite podcast platform. And boom, there I'm full-sized again. It might not be a good thing now you can see all my wrinkles and everything. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.